All right, folks, welcome back to Daily Detachment. Avery Hart here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating life's little, and sometimes big, dramas with a dash of stoic wisdom and a whole lot of laughter. Today, we're tackling something that haunts many of us, even the coolest cats amongst us. Perfectionism. Ever felt like you're constantly chasing an impossible standard? Like your inner critic is a relentless drill sergeant, barking orders about every little flaw? You know that feeling when you pour your heart into a project, only to find yourself dissecting it for hours, nitpicking every detail, and ultimately feeling more frustrated than fulfilled? Perfectionism can feel like this seductive monster, promising success and happiness but ultimately delivering anxiety, self-doubt, and endless procrastination. It's time to break free from its clutches. But don't worry, we're not talking about throwing out your standards or becoming a slob overnight. We're aiming for healthy balance, the sweet spot where you strive for excellence without sacrificing your sanity. So, how do we overcome this insidious beast? Here are 5 key takeaways that have been lifesavers for me, and I bet they'll work wonders for you too. 1. Redefine success. Forget about chasing an unattainable ideal of perfection. Instead, focus on progress over perfection. Think about it like this. You wouldn't expect to become a master pianist overnight, would you? It takes consistent practice, dedication, and a willingness to learn from mistakes. Same goes for anything else you want to achieve in life. Celebrate your small wins, acknowledge your growth, and remember that every step forward is a victory. 2. Embrace imperfection. This one might sound counterintuitive, but hear me out. Embracing imperfection is not about settling for mediocrity. It's about accepting that flaws are part of the human experience. They make us unique and add to our story. The universe doesn't care if your life is perfectly curated. It cares about authenticity and genuine connection. So let go of the need to be flawless and embrace the beauty of being human. 3. Practice self-compassion. Talk to yourself like you'd talk to a good friend who's going through a tough time. Would you berate them for their mistakes? Of course not. You'd offer support, encouragement, and understanding. Same goes for you. Be kind to yourself, forgive your slip-ups, and remember that you're doing the best you can with the resources you have. 4. Shift your focus. Instead of dwelling on what you perceive as shortcomings, focus your energy on what you're grateful for and what you want to achieve. Cultivate a positive mindset by surrounding yourself with supportive people, engaging in activities that bring you joy, and practicing gratitude daily. Remember, happiness is not a destination, it's a choice. Choose to focus on the good stuff. 5. Challenge your inner critic, that nagging voice in your head. It's usually fueled by fear and insecurity. Don't believe everything it tells you. Learn to recognize its patterns, question its validity, and reframe negative thoughts into positive affirmations. You are capable, worthy, and deserving of love and success. Don't let that inner critic steal your shine. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few weeks ago, I was working on a presentation for an upcoming workshop. I spent hours crafting the slides, rehearsing my lines, and tweaking every detail until it felt perfect. Or at least, as close to perfect as I could get it. Then, right before the big day, I started spiraling into self-doubt. What if I messed up? What if people didn't like it? My inner critic was on overdrive. I took a deep breath, remembered these key takeaways, and did something radical. I let go of perfection. I embraced the possibility that things might not be flawless, but that's okay. The focus shifted from achieving an unattainable ideal to simply sharing my knowledge and connecting with the audience. And you know what? It went amazing. People were engaged, asked thoughtful questions, and even gave me some really great feedback. The takeaway here is simple. Perfectionism can be a crippling force, but by embracing these stoic principles, we can break free from its grip. We can strive for excellence without sacrificing our sanity or joy. So remember, folks, let go of the need to be perfect and focus on being your authentic, brilliant selves. And that's it for today's Daily Detachment. I hope you found these insights helpful and inspiring. Remember, life is a journey, not a destination. Enjoy the ride. Embrace the imperfections, and keep detaching from what you can't control. Until next time, stay unbothered, my friends.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.